Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, if you're going on your holidays to Dublin, you could have to pay a tourist tax. That's the front page story on the Irish Times. A tourist tax of a fiver a night could be charged at Dublin hotels, which would put them on par with those in Venice. This is according to a new evaluation from Dublin City Council, looking at an accommodation levy or a bed tax by the council's Economic Development Office. And they found that if you charged tourists €2 a night, you could get €17.5 million in revenue. However, a charging structure based on hotel stars could add considerably more to council coffers. So, for example, if you went to a five-star hotel, you might pay a fiver a night. We don't have that many three-star hotels in Dublin, but you might pay that €3 a night for that. So they're looking at a tourist tax, trying to get a few extra quid for the council, and they have three core ways of charging people for coming to Dublin. Obviously, the Iran war never far from the headlines. The main story for the Irish Times is that attacks on refineries and gas fields in the Middle East have compounded fears that the war in Iran and the wider region may lead to a prolonged shock to global oil and gas prices. And that's even if the war is sorted right now or we get some of the shipping routes unblocked. It feels like the damage is already done. US President Donald Trump threatening yesterday to destroy Iran's largest gas field. It's also the largest gas field in the world, unless Tehran stops its drone and missile attacks on energy production plants. And we saw Iran overnight firing missiles over at Israel. So it looks like there's no end in sight so far. Irish Independent on the front page says a surge in the price of domestic electricity is now on the cards after huge damage was done to infrastructure across the Middle East in the last 2 days. And now experts are predicting that our electricity bills could go up by €800 a year. And obviously now the government is trying to come up with a solution to the soaring prices. I heard Dara O'Brien on The Hard Shoulder yesterday, and he's talking about trying to reduce energy costs, trying to reduce the cost of fuel, petrol and diesel, also trying to reduce the cost of home heating oil as well. So there's a lot of costs to be addressed, and apparently it's all going to be sorted out at Tuesday's cabinet meeting, and we could have a late Dáil sitting Tuesday night. Get ready for that, because some of the measures, if they're agreed, could be brought in ASAP almost immediately once the Dáil sits on Tuesday night. I did see in Newbridge yesterday that the price of diesel in one particular petrol station has gone up to 229 a litre. On my drive up this morning to Dublin, I saw some petrol stations and diesel stations obviously were charging 209, 210, but then in other parts, like in Kildare, it's 229 for a litre of diesel. So it's very, very expensive. Actually, I did notice, I was off Tuesday and Wednesday, but I noticed yesterday and this morning driving on the N7, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, trucks are going a lot slower. And I'm just wondering if this is an instruction from their bosses, from the hauliers, can you take the foot off the gas to try and reduce the cost? But I did notice, I don't know if you've noticed this, if you're on the roads, the trucks are going just a wee bit slower. And I wonder, is that linked to the Iran crisis? Also linked to the Iran crisis is the cost of your holiday. God, there really is no pleasure in life right now, is there? The Irish Daily Mail, Iran war threat to cost of holiday flights. So holidaymakers are facing soaring airfares and even cancellations this summer. So if you want to book a holiday, it's going to be more expensive, and then your holiday could be cancelled as well because the war in Iran is risking jet fuel shortages. So fewer planes are going to be going around in the sky because they can't afford the cost of the jet fuel. On to other stories. The Irish Sun, savage, cruel and evil. The murder of Dana Walsh was described by her family as savage, cruel and evil. Yesterday, the mother of two's ex-partner Adam Corcoran was given life for her 2024 killing. And then the Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, Barney Rubble, anger as planning row mansion to be knocked down in housing crisis. Meath County Council has been slammed over plans to demolish a large country home built without planning permission as the country grapples with the housing crisis. The move to destroy the family home came as Labour's housing spokesperson accused the government of overseeing the highest level of evictions since the Great Famine. The Irish Examiner front page, just to warn you, I am about to swear on the radio because on the front of the Examiner, Cork City Council is preparing to roll out posters urging dog owners to clean up after their pets. And the posters are going to say, get your shit together. The slogan was approved by five of the 6-member dog fouling committee. So Cork has a committee on dog poo and five of the 6 members have come up with a new poster campaign, get your shit together. Sinn Féin's Michelle Gould was the only member against it. She thinks it's going to encourage children to curse because it's going to be put up in bus shelters and parks, and she doesn't think it's appropriate. So get ready to see that in Cork very, very shortly. Inside the papers, then, interesting one from the Times of London, and this is Kemi Badenoch, who's the leader of the opposition. She's leader of the Conservative Party, and she says she would confront a shoplifter, and so should you. She said she would confront a shoplifter if they weren't too big, and she urged people not to look away when crimes were committed. It is that age-old question. If you see crime, do you step in or do you just walk away for your own safety? She told the Times a failure to intervene made criminals think they can get away with it. And then she was asked, well, would you confront a thief? And she says it depends how big they are, but yes, broadly, it would be my instinct. People should look after their personal safety, but people who are stronger should do more, which is quite an interesting talking point. Really concerning stuff going around on Facebook at the moment, and I see it's covered in the Mirror, where Fair City actor McLean Burke has had to break his silence and reply to sick rumours that he's dead. And this is the second time that the TV star who plays Damien in Fair City has had to address a death hoax on social media. And he shared some of the fake news articles falsely reporting his death. And he says, this is the second time I've been declared dead. I'm still available for work. Kind of feels like a rehearsal. P.S. I'm not that old. But we've seen this before. The amount of fake news going around. Speaking of fake news, by the way, quite a creepy story in the Mail. Top Gun star Val Kilmer is going to be resurrected by AI to appear in a new film a year after his death. He died on April 1st last year. He was originally cast in, I mean, talk about unfortunate titles. So he was cast in a film called As Deep as the Grave 5 years ago, but he never appeared in it because he got ill and then he died before he could star in As Deep as the Grave. And now, to make it even more creepy, they're going to use AI to resurrect him to star in the film. And final story for you, if you're planning on having a drink this weekend, Times of London says choosing wine over beer or spirits may help you live longer. A new study tracked more than 340,000 adults and found that the health risks linked with alcohol not only depend on how much you drink, but also what you drink. And in particular, wine drinkers were significantly less likely to die from heart-related problems than those who preferred beer, cider or spirits. However, I assume those who chose to drink no alcohol at all probably lived even longer. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.